Stumler out of system for the championship. Allie Stumler leads Kentucky to their first ever title, having the career match of her life.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into another episode of Kentucky Daily, a daily podcast covering your University of Kentucky Wildcats. I'm Sean Smith, joined by Derek Terry. Derek, this is our very first national championship post-game episode of Kentucky Daily. It doesn't come in men's basketball. It doesn't come in football. It comes in what really has been the dominant sport for a while at UK Athletics. The Kentucky volleyball team beats Texas, wins its first national championship. Pretty cool moment.
Yeah, that was an awesome moment, not only for the program, but definitely, like you said, for the school. I was stunned, Sean, seeing the stats tonight throughout history of volleyball. First ever NCAA tournament was in 1981. Only 10 programs have ever won in that time. So Kentucky became the 11th program, first ever in the SEC. I mean, that's monumental what they did tonight.
It's incredible, and it's incredible what Craig Skinner has done in Lexington too, Derek. The amount of time that he's been there, what the program, I think it was 12 years where they hadn't been to an NCAA tournament before he got there. And
yeah,
I mean, now
– Yeah, 93.
Yeah, and now they're a team that's hosting in a normal year. Just about every single time they're at least hosting the first weekend. A few years ago they hosted all the way through the Elite Eight. This year they break through, get to a Final Four, first ever program history. They overcome a Washington team that had beaten them in the past. Mm-hmm. And then tonight they rallied down one set, and they beat a team in a program that has won national championships. That's impressive.
Yeah, Kentucky's batting 1,000 now in the Final Four and national title. So, like you said, first time they ever made it, they had to beat a team that had just knocked them out in the last NCAA tournament in Washington, take them down, and then tonight – I mean, I was texting you. I was like, man, I don't know. I mean, I thought Texas kind of set the tone early. Then Kentucky dominant. I thought in that second set, won it 25-18. Third set was really tight, really good match. They got 25-23 for the win. And then get down, what was it, Sean, 6-1 in the fourth set? You know that Texas has its back up against the wall. You know that they're playing for their life right there. They're playing to keep that tournament going. And Kentucky calls a timeout, settles down, slowly chips away. And it gets to a point where you felt like it was going to happen. And caught a break, a huge break. I felt really bad for the girl from Texas who, on one of the serves, the ball just went right through her fingers, right on I think they made it 23-21, right? I mean, a crucial point. So I felt bad for her that it had to happen that way. But, I mean, like you said, it's just incredible that I'm a bit ashamed to say how much it kind of snuck up on me, how much that the volleyball team was the number 2 overall seed. I didn't really even realize that they had such a great year. Like I said, I'd watched them once in the fall and I'd watched them once in the spring. But I guess I just didn't realize that until I watched them play Purdue, Sean, it's when I was like, damn, they might be able to win this whole thing. And then the night they left no doubt, man. What'd you say? They lost 2 sets the whole tournament?
The entire tournament. They lost 2 sets, 1 to Purdue and then 1 tonight. They swept Purdue. They lost 1 against Washington and 1 mm-hmm. tonight. So they lost 2 in the Final Four. But just incredible. I thought it was really cool, Derek, that the state of Kentucky was just all in on this. You saw Kentucky fans on Twitter. It felt like if you didn't know the sport, you'd have thought it was a men's basketball game in the NCAA tournament, the way that people were tweeting. You'd have thought it was a football Saturday night in the fall. No, it was the volleyball program. And it's been long overdue, I think. When the sport is normally in the fall, this tournament's taking place in December, which is overlapping with the NFL season. It's overlapping mm-hmm. with college football. I've been sitting there covering a huge volleyball match the same moment that the SEC football title game is being played. So, like, the sport and the exposure, it's really entertaining, but I don't think it's ever had the spotlight. And this was what was cool about it. Yeah. What else was going on tonight for Kentucky fans to watch?
Nothing. I mean, unless you want to watch NBA or something like that. UFC, I guess, was on. I thought that's what we were going to be watching tonight before they flipped it over to volleyball. But
and I know no coach is going to say, let's move it to the spring or let's take this huge delay in the middle of the season and play from September, October all the way through April. But I thought it was very good for the sport. And hopefully – there'll be a lot more people get out to Memorial Coliseum, Derek, because I'll tell you this, that was exciting to watch through the TV tonight. It is really exciting when you're sitting there watching it at Memorial. Like, it's so much fun.
Yeah, I covered one match when I was in college, and you're right. It was they played a team. They played Georgia. They were way better than Georgia. The match wasn't even close, and it was they got a pretty good crowd that night. But let's give a shout out, Sean, to the fans that were there, because they were loud on TV. You could hear the Go Big Blue chants going. I thought they had the advantage in people over Texas, or at least on what you could see on the TV screen. They did. I don't know how it was throughout the whole arena, but the fans that did show up there, I think they made an impact. I really do. But you're right about that. I think there will be more people. It's never gonna be a football or basketball level. That's just how it is. I mean, that's how it's always gonna be. But this school, these fans, they get behind the winner. I still tell people the coolest event I think in my time covering Kentucky was a 2017 NCAA regional in baseball. Kentucky had never won a regional in baseball. They had a rain delay at the beginning of the game. I don't think the game even started until 9 or 10 o'clock. It went until about 1 in the morning, maybe even later. And that place was still out there rocking. Like, this school will get behind a winner. And when you add in that volleyball is incredibly fun to watch. I think it has to have more exposure now. You just won a national championship whenever a lot of people, that was their introduction, is seeing a team this great. Like, I can only imagine. Well, I mean, you can't get any higher than this, right? I mean, you won the national championship, but, like, they've already recruited at a high level. You and I were looking at it before. Got another good class coming in next year. Like, as long as Craig Skinner is here, you think that they should be competing like this for the future?
What's their recruiting do now? You know, you win a title. And it's a class, too, Derek, that, you know, when you have a talent like Madison Lilly, who the National Player of the Year this year, Craig Skinner is the National Coach of the Year. I mean, Madison Lilly has been dominant from the very first match that she played at UK. Started from the get-go as a freshman setter. Avery Skinner, part of that class, Kendall Paris. I mean, that was a class. Gabby Curry, that class was the class that there were teams before that. Obviously, Leah Edmond was a class ahead of them and kind of laid the foundation for this program. But it got to a point to where Craig had so much talent that it was like, at what point does he finally break through and get to a Final Four? And it's tough because the Big Ten and the Pac-12 are so good in volleyball. You see Texas from the Big 12, multiple national championships there. It's so hard to overcome those programs, but Kentucky's got itself to the point where it can beat those programs now. It's the first step was winning the SEC when this group was freshmen and beating Florida. They did that. They've dominated Florida. So they've dominated the SEC, and now it was just get to a Final Four. Well, they decided to go ahead and cap it off and win a national championship. And when you go down the list here, Madison Lilly, incredible tonight, too. Double-double, 53 assists, 19 digs. I think 19 was a career best for her. Gabby Curry, 14 digs, 13 assists. I thought she was unbelievable, Derek. The play that she made going into the table to keep a ball alive, just unbelievable athleticism. And then, of course, the Skinner sisters, Maddie Skinner coming up big as a freshman. And then Allie Stumwer has just made a national name out of herself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you talk about Maddie Skinner. I felt like every time she was getting a chance, she was finishing. She ended up hitting 45%. But, yeah, what you're talking about, Allie Stomler, 47%. Yeah, when I think about that senior class, and, again, I'm not going to pretend to be an expert, didn't watch a ton of their career, but, like, I don't know who they had. They have the rule with the – you know, they can come back for another year with the COVID rule, but assuming they don't, replacing a setter as good as Madison Lilly, I mean – the broadcaster tonight said he was one of the best ones he'd ever seen in college. And just how much better that makes everybody else look when you have a setter like that, I can only imagine how hard that will be to replace. And then Gabby Curry, too. Third team All-American, I think, this year. And
probably should have been higher, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I was trying to talk about the other day when we talked about the volleyball team. You just, like, look up and down. You talked about the careers that those two had as seniors plus Avery Skinner. And then who was the other one you said? I don't know if you can play tonight. But then you look at the junior class. Allie Stomler's a junior. Then you have Maddie Skinner come in, hit 45%. Martina, 33 as a true freshman. I mean, that's just a total team. And that's what we're talking about with the way he's recruited. He stacked these classes where you get pretty much everybody. Teeler, Azani Teeler, a sophomore, who had a I thought, a really good night. Didn't hit percentage wasn't all that great, but
her athleticism was ridiculous.
Yeah, like, you know, she was out there. And then you got a freshman, Goetzinger, who didn't get a ton of opportunities but converted the one she did, 40%, 3 out of 5. So that was a really good team they beat. I felt like every time Texas had an opportunity, it was like they had some Eggleston and then Fields. I mean, I felt like every time they were getting chances, they were hitting them. I'm a little surprised now that I look at the stats to see that Fields' hit percentage was only 27. It felt a lot better than that from watching. She ended up having 6 errors, but a lot of fun, man. That was a lot of fun.
How many couches burned tonight, you think, in Lexington?
I'm not seeing any news coverage. I'm not seeing if students are gathering or what. I mean, I feel like college kids are looking for any reason to, like, go crazy, right?
So maybe, especially this late in the semester. I mean, yeah, you're ready. I mean, you're ready for the semester and everything to be done. Like, you're on State Street right now. That's the thing. Like I said in the opening, this is our first national championship podcast. Let's say we're sitting here and we do this podcast for 20 years, Derek, which who knows what the avenue and the network will be 20 years from now. Podcasts might not even exist. It might be something else we're doing with Kentucky Daily. But how many of these do we do? Not many, because unless Kentucky basketball goes on a John Wooden-esque type run for a decade and wins a lot of titles, we don't know how many episodes we're going to do that we're talking about winning a national championship.
No, you're right. I'm seeing some of the quotes now from Texas's head coach, Jarrett Elliott. He said, "I really can't hang my head on anything. Kentucky was just that good." And I agree with him. I think if you're a Texas fan, you just look at it and say, hey, you know, I mean, both teams made errors as part of it. You know, make an error in any game you play. But they were right there. I mean, the first two sets went decisively to Texas and then decisively to Kentucky. The next two, though, Sean, 25-23, 25-22. I mean, it could have gone either way, you know, but Kentucky made the plays it needed to make. Just awesome. I'm really happy for Craig, a good guy. Did you see what Josh Moore tweeted today from the Herald Leader?
I did.
I mean, if you guys haven't seen that, I'm not going to read the whole tweet, but basically the story was Josh Moore helped out with his high school volleyball team as a manager and liked it so much that he thought about doing it at Kentucky. So he sent an email to Craig. Craig replied to him and basically, you know, told him that, you know, he would look into it or whatever. They didn't necessarily need somebody, but they talked to him when he at the campus and basically told his buddies, like, hey, we got a student section, like, bring your friends, make noise for us. And this was back when, 2010?
2010.
I'm trying to make Josh feel old if he listens to this, but, you know, back when the program was not what it is now. And that just shows you that climb that it takes, that slow build. I mean, I know they've been to the tournament every year, but there's a difference in getting to the tournament and being a threat to win the title. And they've probably had some other years here recently where, you know, they had a chance, but this was by far, I thought, just from watching his most complete team. To lose a player, like a generational talent, I would say, like Leah Edmond off last year's team, and then to come back the next year, lose one match the whole season, I mean, it's incredible.
We're going to be joined by a guest here for about 4 or 5 minutes, Derek, before we wrap this up. Hunter Mitchell is popping up, so I'm going to add him.
Yeah, get him in call. Here. Let him take over.
Let him. He's connecting to audio here. I just want to get Hunter's reaction to – the whole thing. Hunter, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can. This is Hunter Mitchell of Cameron Mills Radio. Obviously, you all that listen to Kentucky Daily, you know a few weeks ago, Hunter joined us for an episode to preview this tournament. And a few weeks later, Hunter, Kentucky's a national champion. And I know you want to keep your media hat on, your journalism hat, but just for a moment, I want you to tell me, what does this mean to you? Someone who has followed this program, written about this program, and I know you. You live and breathe Kentucky volleyball.
It means a lot. I mean, volleyball was the first sport that I ever covered as a student journalist at Kentucky. You know, I had dreamed of being a sports photographer for, gosh, I don't know, 7 years before I even got to college. So as soon as I photographed volleyball, I had no idea what was happening. I just kind of went out there and winged it, and my pictures were atrocious. I think I found a few of them like 3 years ago and cringed me as soon as I saw them. But it means a lot. It's a program that it's grown so much over the last 7 years, and especially this kind of last 4 years with the senior class. It's been kind of that golden era of Kentucky volleyball. But the staff has always been so generous to me in post-game interviews, and just even when I'm leaving Memorial, Craig stopping in the pouring rain going, "See you, Hunter. Thank you for coming. You know, see you at the next one." I mean, the whole staff, you can't ask for better people. You know, not only coaches, but there's so much graciousness and so much kindness that staff overflows with outside of the court. And I'm so happy for that program. I'm so happy for that team. You know, that senior class came in as freshmen and said, we want to make history. And they did it. They did it every year, and they proved that they were going to do that. But to have a freshman class come in and already have that much confidence and already be saying that we are going to leave this program with a title, it was really astounding. And for them to do it, you know, in their senior year, you know, their last match in a Kentucky uniform is a really, really special thing.
Hunter, I don't have much to add. Sean and I were talking about just how awesome it was. I guess I will ask you, as someone who has been around the program a lot, how much growth do you expect that this could happen? Winning a national title like this, just in terms of exposure, how much do you think this is going to help Kentucky?
We've already seen an uptick in recruiting over the last couple of years, right? They get the first number one ranked recruiting class for this year. I think next year, at least when they came out in the November, they had the third ranked recruiting class. So we've already seen an uptick in recruiting. So, this is only going to help, right? And I think with the talent that you have on this roster right now, I mean, Maddie Skinner tonight is excellent as Allie Stumler was. I thought Maddie Skinner might have been the reason Kentucky won that match. I mean, 19 kills, you know, hitting 455 on the right side as a freshman in not only the program's first national title game, but her first NCAA appearance, Final Four appearance, national title appearance. I have never seen a freshman perform like that on a stage of that magnitude, really in any sport. I mean, for her to do what she did tonight is outstanding. And I really think people need to understand how good Texas is. That is a perennial power in volleyball and a team that I believed was one or two all year long. I know Wisconsin had that number one ranking, but I truly thought that Texas was probably more deserving of that than Wisconsin was. And I thought Kentucky was, you know, either better or right on their heels. And so I was happy to see them match up in that finale because I thought those were the two best teams all year long. But for them to do that against a team of that magnitude with that much size, that much physicality at the net, they outblocked Texas 9-7. Kentucky has a 5'10" middle blocker, and they outblocked a Texas team who had five players who stood 6'2" or taller. I mean, it's just a testament to this team's will to win. They refused to lose that game. They refused to lose all year long. I said it 2 weeks ago. I'll say it again. They shouldn't have lost that game against Florida. It was kind of a fluke that they lost that one. You know, they very well could have been undefeated. And this team was incredible to watch. It is a team that I saw so much development from fall into spring. I did not see this in the spring. I knew they were good. They were talented. But again, you know, when you play an SEC-only schedule, you wonder, can that translate to a tournament where you're playing big team, Pac-12 teams, Big 12 teams? And to beat Purdue and then Washington and then Texas to win a title, you know, three teams that are pretty much perennial powers is a really, really big deal and been a big testament to what this program has built.
Hunter, good stuff from you. Go enjoy the night. I look forward to reading whatever you post on CameronMillsRadio.com. Thanks for joining us for a few minutes.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Derek Hunter was talking there about the teams that Kentucky played in this tournament. You can take it a step further and talk about a Western Kentucky team that they played there to get to the Sweet 16. That, I mean, you're talking –
they were undefeated, right?
An undefeated team.
Yeah.
Actually, that wasn't the Sweet 16. It was the game that got them to the Elite Eight because they didn't have to play the first round game, right?
That's right.
That's right. So they won five matches to win a national championship. Just a really cool thing. Thought it was awesome to have Hunter come on. You can tell his volleyball knowledge is a lot deeper than ours. But we just wanted to hop on here and kind of – it's a celebration, Derek, that this state needed, this – university needed, this fan base needed. You mentioned it to me earlier, you know, that Kentucky fans needed tonight to happen. Something good had to happen. It's been a fan base that just been absolutely just shattered with so much bad news that it felt good to come together for 2 hours and see it and just see the reaction. It was all positive on social media.
Yeah, I mean, obviously tough years athletically, just in terms of overall win-loss, but in the grand scheme of all the heartbreak that's happened, counted it up the other day, Sean, the last, I think, 9 months, just how many people we've lost in UK sports with Colin Brown dying from cancer, a golf player, and then obviously John Schlarman passing away and Ben Jordan pass away, and then obviously the horrible accident with Terrence Clark a few days ago. I mean, I don't think there is another school that has gone through what Kentucky's gone through these last few months.
Chris Oates.
Chris Oates situation. I mean, a lot of just terrible things, honestly, that have happened for Kentucky. And, you know, for these girls to come out tonight, like you said, everybody – it was needed. I mean, everybody was out there supporting this volleyball team. And, you know, we talked about the season being broken up. I mean, yeah, like you said, typically they wouldn't be playing at this time. But it came at a really good time. And obviously everybody's – in this fan base should be really happy tonight. I mean, my grandpa, who goes to bed at 6 o'clock most of the time, called me as soon as it was over talking about it. He stayed up to watch. I don't think he would have ever, he's probably never watched volleyball until this year. So they stayed up to watch him play. And it was just great. Really happy for him.
Yeah. Super cool. And I know you're going to be going on a little bit of a break here in a few weeks when you get married and going to have that honeymoon week. And I think that might be the perfect week, Derek, where I go through the volleyball program and interview Allie Stumler, interview Madison Lilly, get some people on this podcast just for special guest episodes. And obviously we need to bring back Craig Skinner on, because the last time that he was on here, I kept trying to get him to bite on what it means to him, what he's built in Lexington. And he's a guy, Derek, you know, it's always coach speak, but he's so humble. He was staying in the moment. He wasn't getting ahead. I want to know what it means to him now that he's completed this, the Final Four, national championship. So I think we need to have a national championship winning coach on this podcast very soon. So that's something I'm going to set up.
He's definitely a guy who, I mean, welcomes all media types. I know in the past they've had media come out for their media day or whatever and hit some volleyballs or whatever. So he will get any coverage that maybe he feels like they may have lacked in years. He will make up for that for sure in these next few weeks, days and weeks. He'll be someone everybody wants to talk to.
Yeah, first event I ever went to was Volleyball Media Day in 2017. This class, they were freshmen. The next year I went and ended up going, and we had lunch with Craig Skinner and the team. There was maybe 6, 7, or 8 of us there. And really cool to see how they welcome all media. Like mm-hmm. like Hunter mentioned, Craig Skinner will thank you. Well, I'm going to see you at the next one. Now, I went through Allie Stumler, Lauren Tharp, that class, and I wrote a feature story about every one of those freshmen when they were freshmen. And just how appreciative they were. I get to media day and the staff is literally thanking me. Like, thank you so much for writing that about them, because that's good for our program. Yeah. I thought that was super cool. Just, and those are the programs that are easy to cheer for, Derek. I mean, they're the ones that are sitting there, they grind just as hard as the others do.
Oh yeah.
But great night. And it's going to be a great night, great week in Lexington. There's a banner going up in Memorial Coliseum. How cool is that? A building that old, who banners haven't gone up there in that magnitude in a long, long time. And there's going to be a national championship banner hanging in Memorial Coliseum. That's cool in itself.
I need to get that thing front and center for everybody to see when they walk in there. Not much of a layoff for these girls either, huh? They'll be right back at it in August, I think, for first matches, usually right around, I think it's, it's even before the semester starts, usually, right?
It usually is. They usually have that event. They always go out west, too. That's where Craig takes them to get some of that exposure. I think it's a program now you're going to see take an even bigger step up when it comes to exposure with TV and everything. It's good for the league. Here's the SEC again. Derek and another sport just coming in and win a national championship. You can just add it to the list.
That was the last one. That was the last holdout. They never won one in volleyball. Now they've won one in every NCAA sport.
Super, special, super cool.
It's a special achievement for UK.
It is. Commissioner was there. I saw Mitch Barnhart, I'm pretty sure, sitting in the stands back there a couple of times. Just a really cool night in Omaha. Just a tremendous job. What all those girls went through this season with the long grind. I'm talking 2 seasons, then a mid-season layoff, and then a few-week layoff before the NCAA tournament. And just incredible what they accomplished. Congrats to Coach Skinner. Congrats to the program. The parents of those kids, I've met a lot of them over the last couple of years. They definitely left their mark on the program, and we'll see where they go from here. But we just wanted to hop on here and kind of a celebration, Derek, honestly, for everything that we, you know, we keep our media hat on when we talk about the football side, the basketball side and stuff. But tonight I will admit that I was cheering and I was clapping for Craig Skinner and that program. I wanted them to win that thing so badly, and they did. But we'll be back this week for more Kentucky Daily. Congratulations, Kentucky Volleyball on a national championship. He's Derek Terry. I'm Sean Smith. We'll catch you next time.